farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The National Commission on Science and Technology and the Jamaica 4-H Clubs have signed a 3-year Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to boost the country's nutraceutical industry. Stay with us to find out more. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
The Jamaica 4-H Clubs and the National Commission on Science and Technology have signed a MOU aimed at enhancing agricultural production as well as capitalizing on opportunities available in the nutraceutical industry. The global industry is valued at over $150 billion, with projected growth of over $200 billion by 2016, with a new focus on preventative medicine and an increased demand for personalized medicine.
So within our hemisphere, Brazil is one of the major providers of raw materials for the industry. These raw materials include oils, algae, and herbs, one of which is the rosemary herbs, which is grown extensively in Jamaica. This industry is one that has the potential to become a major player in Jamaica.
Technology Minister Philip Polwell. He says with the extensive cultivation of many natural herbs in the country, the local industry is poised for growth.
It is determined by reliable industry experts that Jamaica has over 50% of the established medicinal plants worldwide. Therefore, the herbal business potentially is a significant earner of foreign exchange. A program for development and growth of the industry must therefore be carefully formulated. Training and technical support are required for potential growers and manufacturers.
Minister Polwell says the involvement of stakeholders such as youth, women, traditional herbalists, farmers, and entrepreneurs is critical to the achievement of these objectives. Chairman of the Jamaica 4-H Club, Senator Norman Grant, explains how the club will participate in the nutraceutical industry in Jamaica.
We will introduce the growing of nutraceutical plants in our training and development program. In our centers across the island, some 13 centers, using both greenhouse technology and open field agricultural methods. In our schools as well.
Senator Grant says the partnership is a game changer and signals a new era for nutraceuticals within the country.
As a part of this partnership, the Jamaica 4-H Club will also be looking on a specific project for plant propagation and tissue culture lab at our Salisbury Plain Center in West Rural St. Andrew. And this will be done in partnership with the University of West Indies Mona campus.
Chairman of the Jamaica 4-H Club, Senator Norman Grant. And with the hurricane season underway, we want to ensure that you are adequately prepared for the adverse weather conditions it may bring. Here's a tip on safeguarding your crops, livestock, and other property during the hurricane season. Check radio weather broadcasts periodically to reduce the level of damage during a hurricane. And now for our proverb of the day. Pepper bonat, but a good fi curry. And this means, everything has its usefulness. A good advice or counsel might be painful to take or accept.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time on this station for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.